Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're continuing our coverage here at the DEMA Show in Las Vegas. We fast-forwarded to the last day of the show, just after our opening ceremonies here at the intershow stage. We're doing giveaways, mermaids, and music here to get everybody into the show with a smile on their face. And we've had another successful morning doing just that. We had the waterproof wetsuit challenge. That was quite impressive. We had two teams literally racing to take a wetsuit off and put it on their other team member, and the fastest person won a new waterproof wetsuit. It was quite an experience, and of course we've documented it for posterity on scubaradio.com, both in video and still picture frame for your amusement. So those pieces of editorial content will be showing up at scubaradio.com very soon, so make sure you look for those. Now let's talk to my musician friend who was helping me out here for the festivities, warming everybody up, warming the crowd up here in Las Vegas for the DEMA Show. Eric Stone, how you doing, Eric?
Good, Greg. How you doing, man?
Now, Eric, one of the scuba dudes, you know, the scuba tunes that we play on Scuba Radio quite a bit. You can pick up Scuba Tunes Volume 1 and 2 at scubaradio.com or boatsongs.com. Playing a few of those cuts as well as some new music he's been recording, back from Nashville, right?
Just finished a new record.
New record. What's it called?
It's called Songs from the Virgin Islands.
But you were in Nashville. How did that work?
Well, it is the best place in the world to record.
Well, good point. You got some world-class musicians there, and that's what he does. He brings them in and makes it sound all warm and fuzzy and cool. I'm anxious to hear it, Eric. It's always good stuff you put out there. I know a lot of people want some more Scuba Tunes-type music. Anything like that on the new CD?
Well, it's a little different kind of CD. It's a different approach. It's me on acoustic guitar, another guy on acoustic guitar, and then percussion. That's it. Stripped down. Very raw.
Nice, but a few references to some of your boating destinations there in the BVIs or around the world, I'm imagining, right?
Oh, yeah, I mentioned a few of the islands right off of St. Thomas and BVIs and some dive sites I go to.
Yep, very good. You've been doing some diving down there. I know you're living in that part of the world these days. You have time to get down there and blow some bubbles?
I have been, actually, and at this show I'm going to get one of those metal detectors and I'm going to go back.
Really? Oh, yeah, you're going to do a little treasure hunting, huh? Yeah, there's quite a few off those coasts, I hear.
That's what they say, but no one will ever know if I get it or not.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's true. You know, I found these in the casino. Yeah, they're gold. They're like poker chips made out of gold or something, right?
Exactly.
I hear you, buddy. Now, so where are you off to next? What's on your travel schedule?
Well, we leave out today for Tampa, Florida, and then we're heading down to the Keys for about a month and a half down in Key West and Marathon.
Nice. Going down there for that big Jimmy Buffett thing, right? There's some kind of parrot head convention going on in Key West next week?
Right. It starts Thursday. Jimmy Buffett's meeting. It's not really his thing, but it's Meeting of the Minds, collection of parrot heads, all people that love Buffett-type music.
Yeah, and matter of fact, Jimmy playing in Las Vegas tonight. So a lot of the divers here capping off their DEMA show experience in Las Vegas in style by sporting a parrot head type device and heading over to the MGM Grand for the festivities. Who knows? We may even make it over there. We're keeping our options open at the moment because, you know, when you're in Vegas, you never know where you're going to end up in the evening hours, right? By the way, you up or down there, Eric? Because I know you like to visit the tables, as they say here in Vegas.
I was way up yesterday, day before yesterday. Now I'm still up. I'll put it that way. I'm up, but I was way up.
So. Very okay. Well, you're still smiling. That's what matters, right?
Yeah, if you can leave with cash in your pocket, it's a good day.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother. I can't, you know, I haven't done that much gambling. I've been taking our Scuba Radio Mermaids out for their first experience in Las Vegas. So we've been taking in a couple shows like the Cirque du Soleil O show and things like that. And we saw the Crystal Angel show over at the Luxor the other night and doing those kind of things and hanging out with the divers. It's been quite an experience. Good stuff. You doing any shows too or no?
Yeah, I did the free show at the Rio.
Okay, the free show at the show in the sky.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is it worth going to check out or what?
It's worth the price of admission.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, well, you know what? Eric really did an excellent job warming the crowd up here at the Dima Show in Las Vegas, literally as we had him play music and gave away stuff just before the opening of the show. And all the divers here at the show seemed to enjoy it, and it was set a nice tone for the show as we walked into the event. And I think we're going to have to bring him on some more trips. We haven't done that in the last couple of years, but I'm talking to Eric with some of our sponsors here at the Dima Show about possibly bringing him on board for a scuba radio scuba cruise so he can play some music for the divers on the boat or at the destination that we choose to visit. You know, mix that in with a couple mermaids. You got quite an extravaganza indeed. Mermaid Angela, our mermaid on display here at the Dima Show today. Angela, having a good time?
Greg, I'm having a fabulous time. Dima is awesome. This is my first Dima. I'm so excited. And the first time to Vegas. We're having an excellent time. Everyone's so nice. And it's just awesome.
Yeah, you know, we took in a few shows. And, yeah, it's first, a few firsts. Angela has marked off her list. Some of the Cirque du Soleil shows. Some of the dive things here at the show. She's like, you know, we're going to this booth and that booth. And she's like, Greg, let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go there. And I think you're having a pretty good time, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm so stoked. Everyone, all the booths, everything's so exciting. Checking everything out, learning new things. So we are having a great time, great time.
Yeah, and by the way, this is the second year in a row that we have managed to have, you know, our mermaids show up in the morning and quote unquote, you know, back from being seasick in Vegas, if you know what I'm saying. So, but that's what you do when you're...
right? It's Vegas.
Yeah. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except when we talk about it on Scuba Radio. But it's all good, Angela. You've been doing an excellent job.
Thank you, Greg. I'm having an awesome time. Thank you for having us. You know, wonderful, wonderful.
It's all good. Now, you know, I'm talking about maybe we bring Eric, we bring the mermaids. You know, we're talking to some of our sponsors here at the show, catching up with old friends, like my good buddy Brendel here from Green Turtle Key. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great, man. Having a great time, having a good show. It's been great.
Yeah, no, it's been quite a few years since we've been over to Green Turtle Key, but, you know, I think we're setting the stage here, Brendel. We got to bring Eric. We got to bring a mermaid or two. Come over there, do our little song and dance routine with my good buddy Brendel. And go have some conch salad, maybe grill up some lobsters like you do for all your divers, and have quite an experience. You're just cranking over there, aren't you?
Yeah, business has been good. We've had great years. Fortunate this year, no hurricanes, and you know it's always good to see you, Greg. I mean, come to the show is one of the big things. Coming here, it's to visit, hanging with the mermaids and Greg at Scuba Radio. We, you know, down there at the place, we still got the conch salad. I still make the best conch, Greg.
I have no doubt. Sometimes he whips up a batch and he brings it to some of the dive shows. He'll show up here at the Dima Show. I don't think you brought conch salad here to Vegas, but you're doing Goombay Smash, right?
Yes, this afternoon we're having Goombay Smash at the booth, booth 205, at about 4 o'clock. We get started there. Just before we shed the space down, we're going to go out with a big bang, man.
Yes, the big bang. Well, the Goombay Smash recipe, you know, this Bahamian concoction is quite impressive. Brendel knows how to make it taste oh so sweet. And it definitely will take the edge off after 4 days of doing the Dima Show and walking around here in the convention center, which, by the way, is like a half mile long. So my feet hurt. How are your feet doing there, Brendel?
Oh, God, I've been on it all day long for the past 4 days. I'm telling you right now, I could hardly wait.
Yes, yes, but it's all good. Yeah, we got to get over there to Green Turtle Key and do a little scuba radio adventure. We got to make that happen. I see Brendel at all the shows, and we catch up. He's like that's the neat thing about the Dima Show. After doing this show for 11 years, when I go to the dive shows, whether it's consumer shows or Dima, it's it's almost like a family reunion.
Yes.
I mean, we've become such good friends, and Brendel definitely is in our close-knit of Scuba Radio crew members and drinking buddies and dive friends. You know, it's just all good, right, Brendel?
Yes. I tell you, one of the things I really want to do is to get Eric Stone down there over the regatta time in Abaco and have him perform. We know, I love his music. The guy's fantastic. He's very, 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 very talented. And then you got to come down and come meet my groupers again. You know, you haven't been diving with me for a long time, Greg. You got to get there. You know, John Canoe's still there. You know, they're all there waiting to be hugged by
yes,
you.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You know, he has some of the friendliest critters there in the Bahamas. I mean, Brendel's been doing this for years and years. He's kind of almost like the... You know, he's like the king of the island. When you go, I mean, I don't know, he just knows everybody. It's like family, but he literally knows exactly where to take you. He brings you in like you're his best buddy, and because he is. He's a very, it's Bahamian family, family kind of thing going on over there, right?
Yeah, it's family. I mean, and Green Turtle Key especially, it's such a wonderful little island there, and everybody, it's like, it's family. When you get there, you're talking therapy, man.
That's right. That's what people are doing. Yeah. That's why they want to go, yes. And that is a perfect recipe right there. And Brendel knows how to treat his divers to quite an experience. And he has over the years, you know, created a very nice relationship with the critters on the reef, with the groupers, with the nurse sharks and things like that.
There's the sea turtles, you know. We got, yes, we have everything down there on the reefs. Coral caverns, sand channels. We got, you name it, we got it. But the Bahamas, as a matter of fact, has been, you know, rated number one. And the islands were throughout the Caribbean for big life. So you got the turtles, we got the rays, we got the sharks, everybody knows those.
Yeah, you know, I just spent like 3 days, maybe, I think, tops, diving with Brendel. And this was probably, I don't know, 6-7 years ago now. But I got to tell you, it's like it feels like it was yesterday because we had so many cool experiences that have been burned into my memory banks. You brought up the groupers. I remember going down on the dive, and we found a lobster under the ledge. And one of the divers was going up and kind of, you know, watching the lobster and being the lobster slayer. Hey, I'm very enthralled with the whole thing, and I got to get pictures of this. And there's this, I don't know, 30-pound grouper kind of watching us as we were, like, taking pictures of the lobster up under the ledge. And it slowly comes in a little closer and a little closer. And as soon as one of the divers backs away from his photo shot, boom, that lobster comes in and whoosh, and the grouper came in and literally in one gulp had eaten that lobster.
Yeah, that's Junkanoo. That's Junkanoo.
It's Junkanoo?
That's Junkanoo. He's pretty big. He's about a 60-pounder right now, and I mean, he's a star. He's been on all the TV shows, you know, he's in all the magazines. Everybody comes out to see Junkanoo.
Junkanoo. All right. Well, there you go. I didn't know he actually had a name.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. See, you got to go see Junkanoo eat a lobster. Yes. That's serious entertainment right there.
Yes. There, Greg, and thank you very, very much, man. It's always great to see you, and we cannot wait to get you back in the islands again. Come on down and visit.
You got it, buddy. And by the way, the website for Green Turtle is?
For Brendel's Dive Center is www.brendel.com, and Green Turtle Club is the same, greenturtleclub.com.
Very good. All right, there you go. Enjoy yourself here in Las Vegas for the last day of the Dima Show. And we're going to talk to some more folks and cover things accordingly here in Las Vegas just for you back at home. So stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
Every time we play that, I have no idea what's going on. But Daryl's a good friend. He said hi to me once. All right, look, we're back in Vegas here at the Dima Show doing our coverage, and And like I just said with Brendel and the gang, that, you know, Dima and some of the other consumer shows are a great opportunity, especially now that we've been doing this show for 11 years, believe it or not, to catch up with friends. And it's almost like a family reunion, high school reunion kind of thing. And we catch up with people like Brendel in the Bahamas, Neil Watson, and all these folks that we talk to on the phone. And, of course, my buddy Weiland has stopped by the stage and is getting ready to go work the show another day here at Demon. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, Greg. All right. So, Scuba Radio. Hi, everyone. I just got back from Beijing, where I painted my 100th and final whaling wall, number 100, and it was called Hands Across the Oceans, and we invited all the kids from around the world, from the 205 Olympic countries, to paint a giant aquatic mural representing all the water habitats on the planet. So we represented all 205 countries, all the regions of water in the world, kind of art and science together. And then all that art that we did for the Green Olympics came back to the National Mall in Washington, D.C., where we displayed it in front of the Smithsonian a couple of weeks ago. Very exciting to be done with that project after 27 years, Greg.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Weiland. I know we talked to you in Long Beach about that and getting ready for that 100th wall, and that's quite a milestone and way to cap it off in style. Now, I know that you're not about to stop there, as you told us last time we spoke to you then, and then you had like 10 million projects in the works, but it looks like you've decided to move towards, you know, putting a mural on yourself. What's going on here? Your left arm is seriously tattooed.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is kind of a work in progress, a collaboration with Dino Cook and myself. He's my tattoo artist. And, yeah, it's a beautiful marine scene, and, you know, tattoos are cool. They hurt.
They hurt, yeah. Yeah, they hurt. Yeah, I think you weren't you getting one at one of the dive shows earlier this year, too? Or was that Dima last year where you got a little bit of a tattoo? And now you've, like, kicked it up a notch. You got dolphins, whales, and angelfish and eels, octopus. That's impressive stuff, man.
Turtle right here. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm an artist, so I can get away with more. But anyway, I'm really excited to be done with the Wailing Wall project, and now I'm planning to do 100 monumental sculptures in 100 cities around the world. And in fact, when we dedicated my last Wailing Wall in Beijing at Chaoyang Park, we put all the murals along this beautiful lake there, Central Park, and it reflected all the art that the kids and I painted. I was really excited, and we dedicated it on July 21st. On the 22nd, we unveiled the first of my 100 monumental sculptures at Beijing International Sculpture Park. So I only have 99 more to go. I'm going to do 100 sculptures in 100 official cities in the next 25 years. So pretty exciting stuff, Greg.
Cool. It is indeed. And Weiland, you're always doing some cool stuff with your charitable foundation as well, and educating the youth of America and around the world to get them excited about the underwater environment. And hats off to you. It's quite an accomplishment you've done, my friend. And yeah, you know, it's cool. Matter of fact, if I sound a little distracted, I'm even a little flustered here because we have basically a Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela sandwich going on right now. What is this all about, Angela?
I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah, okay. She's cooperative. You like this, Weiland?
Yeah, I do the sandwich thing on occasion, but I like the odds on the other side. The two mermaids, one on each side.
Oh, yeah, of course. He wants the Weiland sandwich. I don't know. It depends on how you look at the sandwich, I guess.
Yeah, and she's absolutely beautiful. I may have to start including some mermaids. Maybe I'll do a monumental, larger-than-life mermaid sculpture, but she's awesome. Hey, also, the Ocean Artist Society, you know, we formed this group, as you know, of artisans of the sea, you know, painters, sculptors, filmmakers, and photographers, and it's kind of the creme de la creme. I mean, it's David Dubilet and Bob Talbot, who was here yesterday, and Guy Harvey, and all these great people, you know, James Cameron, and just all these great artisans. We now have over 71 members and more members coming on board. The idea is that, you know, when the Ocean Artist Society, when we want to speak for a cause, you know, with one voice, we literally impact tens of millions of people around the world.
Yeah, so it's much louder as opposed to just one.
It is, and you're going to see the Ocean Artist Society doing some really important work going forward for conservation of clean water and healthy oceans. And we're United for Oceans, and we had our annual meeting and a lot of good ideas. So, you know, if you go to wineland.com, you can find the you know, Ocean Artist Society there and check out all the members.
Excellent.
Scuba Radio. Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No project's too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master at the DEMA show in Las Vegas, continuing coverage up and down the aisles. We have moved just about halfway through the DEMA show on the main aisle and stopped in at our friends from Explorer Ventures. They got a nice little setup here right on the main strip of the DEMA show in Vegas. Clay is with us. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing good, as always. How about yourself?
Very good. I thought we'd bring our mermaid out here for a little photo op and interview and catch up on the new news for Explorer Ventures for 2009. Quite a bit going on, right?
Yeah, we've got quite a bit going on. We've changed some itineraries. We've changed up a boat or two, and we're excited about the future.
Absolutely. Now give me the run down. Let's talk about Galapagos first, because I haven't been to that adventure. I keep hearing rave reviews of the diving in that part of the world. There's been some issues over the last couple of years with permits, and this boat can go there, this boat can't do that, blah, blah, blah. What is the latest for you guys as far as 2009 itineraries?
Well, the latest is, obviously, over the last year or so, the Galapagos National Park has changed some of their regulations regarding diving permits, and we're going to have a permit to dive in 2009. We're bringing a new boat called the Humboldt Explorer, a 16-passenger monohull boat that will be running up to Darwin and Wolf starting in June. So we're going to have to get you on that trip next year.
Yeah, well, I've done pretty much all the others. I got to mark that one off the list. Maybe that'll be one of our next adventures here in 2009. It's always a good time. We got blown out by a hurricane this past year when we were supposed to dive with the dolphins, so maybe we'll have to reschedule that for next year, because I know you're planning that again for what, September or August next year again, or what?
Yep, we're doing dolphins in the Bahamas starting about August 29th, going through early October. And we're bringing over the Northeastern Caribbean boat, the Caribbean Explorer. Or two. So we're looking forward to that. And I'd love to see a mermaid down and down diving with dolphins.
I think you we'll have some takers. I have Mermaid Angela with me right now. How's that sound to you, Angela?
Delightful. I'm there.
That sounds like something you want to mark off the list as well, right?
It's on the list.
Dolphins, mermaids. We got to bring Eric. Maybe we'll have some music on there. And we got a few other things up our sleeve for 2009 and our friends with Explorer Ventures. You're going to have to tune in for those coming up on a future edition of The Big Show. All right, more coming up from Vegas. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
You do know Elvis is dead, right? No, Elvis is not dead. He just went home.
Yes, we are in Vegas here at the DEMA Show 2008. hanging out at the Explorer Ventures booth right now. Now, we mentioned the Galapagos boat and their itineraries and the new vessel that they're starting out there with Explorer Ventures. I have Lynn with me, who handles their marketing and just is an all-around swell diver gal. I mean, she was my dive buddy on the SEPA trip we went on last year. How you doing, Lynn?
I'm doing great.
Good. Now, let's talk about a couple of the other itineraries. You know, we've been on the Turks and Caicos Explorer, as you can clearly see on the radio. Actually, we're videotaping here at the Explorer Ventures booth, and we have a massive picture of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 behind me. And they had a little bit of a storm there this year, but the boat's fine. It's cruising. It's ready to go for all of next year, right?
Yes, it is.
It's going to be, and that is an awesome, awesome vessel. Now, a slight change on the Saba vessel that I was on, the CX2, right, Clay? You're going to switch half and half, you know, half in Saba and that itinerary, and then moving up to the Bahamas, or what?
Yep, that's it. We're going to be moving the boat Caribbean Explorer 2 from the St. Martin, St. Kitts run over to the Bahamas at right about the third week in March. It's coming over, and we'll be running from March through August in the southern Bahamas, and then moving up to the northern Bahamas to do dive and dolphin trips, and then taking her back to Saba St. Martin.
Cool. So you just split up and took the best of both destinations at the best time of year and split up the itineraries.
That's exactly right.
Now, how many of these trips you going on, Lynn? I know, because the one we went on in Saba was one of your first trips, right, when you were just starting?
Yes, it was. It was the very first trip.
So you have to do all three of four of these itineraries, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think probably 12 trips this next year would work.
What do you think, Clay? That sounds like a question for Clay.
She's welcome to go on whatever trip she wants.
She can go anytime, but what? What's the catch?
That whole paycheck thing and all that. But other than that.
Oh, okay. Just that minor little detail that we have to work out. But it'll be all good. Hopefully we can do another Scuba Radio trip and you have to come on and be my dive buddy again. What do you think?
I would love to do that.
I need mermaid wranglers. If we bring mermaids on, you might need to assist me with this, Lynn.
As long as I don't have to be one, I can wrangle them.
Well, you might have to fight off about 10 other guys on the boat. But, you know, I know you, and I'm going to move you up the list.
Hey, cool.
All right, there you go. Unless Clay take, you know, he may, I don't know, where are you going to, like, pull the plug on that one? Say, hey, wait, I'm going to pull rank. That's my job.
Oh, you know, no, I think I'd have to let that one go because I'm really excited to see what a mermaid corral looks like. You were talking about that yesterday.
Yes.
And mermaid wranglers, I think, would be interesting to watch. So,
Well, you know, when they're not diving, yes, you have to corral them up so they don't, you know, we don't want to lose them or anything, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, if you get areas that really aren't used to mermaids, some of the indigenous species might be a little bit curious. So it's a protection thing as well.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about that, Angela? I mean, we've had you guys diving with sharks and, you know, all kinds of critters that we haven't done the dolphins yet, but you know they're very amorous critters, so we put you out there on the dive boat. You see a mermaid in the water, you know, we may have some kind of cross species thing in the works. I don't know what could happen.
I don't know, but we definitely need a wrangler, so we won't have any of that craziness going on.
None of that crazy. Okay, well, we'll have to do that. Once again, the website is going through some changes too, I believe, right, Lynn, with all the new itineraries and things?
Absolutely. It's always changing.
It's constantly changing. Absolutely. ExploreVentures.com. Go there, get all the information right there. And, of course, in a few weeks, we will have some updates for you on some new trips for the new year that we're going to hopefully tag along and, you know, throw in a mermaid or two, maybe provide some music. And we, like I told you before, we got a few little tricks up our sleeve. That's all coming up in 2009.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. a full-service resort. Friendly, really friendly. Great dive masters, everything you need. And the diving, whoa, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced super stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh my God!
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm gonna die.
World's first radio show.
I'm gonna hit a tree.
Devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come zipline with me.
Woo-hoo!
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg the Dive Master. He's also a zipline master.
Yo!
Thank you very much.
I live!
You survived the zip!
Sir Evie, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no.
Oh, great. Well, it just figures. Hey, look, that was from our adventure in Fiji. A little closer to home, you have the Cayman Islands. And, of course, I've made my way through the aisles here at the Dima Show in Las Vegas and thought we'd just stop off and bring our Scuba Radio Mermaid into the Caymans section here at Dima. And who else to better give us an update on how the islands are doing is Nancy from Dive Tech. How you doing, Nancy? Been a while?
It has been a while. Nice to see you, Greg.
Back at you.
Well, things are going great.
Yeah, give us an update. First of all, what are you talking about here at the Dima Show to all the dive shops that are interested in bringing groups and individuals to the Cayman Islands for some diving?
Well, we are talking about trying to get them to Cayman. That's what we're talking about.
Exactly. Just come. Will you please come?
Yeah. Well, everyone's got some great specials going on here. Cayman's always been really, you know, friendly to dive shops and special initiatives that are for the trade only. So I think we're all continuing to promote that. You know, looking at the year ahead and hoping that people keep traveling, people keep diving. And I think we're all trying to be optimistic about that in these times, for sure.
Absolutely.
And we got a couple of new exciting projects that we're working on. One is Dive 365. Cayman is... all mooring balls, as you know, has been for 40 years to help protect the reef. So we have 297 right now, and we are in the process of installing up, so we get up to 365 sites. So there'll be a different dive for every day of the year.
Excellent. So what is the time frame to try to get that complete through 2009, or they'll just chip away over the next few years, or what?
Well, we've gone out and we've identified the new sites, GPS coordinated them, but realistically it's going to take us a couple of years to get up to 365. They cost money, they take time, so, you know, it'll take place probably 2 to 3 years, I'd say, at the outside.
Yeah, well, that's quite a bit of diving, even at 290-something. I don't think you're going to be able to hit all the dive sites there in the Caymans for sure. Now, you're on the west end, right? West end of Grand Cayman.
Yeah, northwest tip of the island, yeah.
Yeah, so give us an update on the weather situation, because a lot of stuff we've seen in the news, storms going through the Caribbean, you're like, oh my gosh, it's heading to the Caymans, are they okay? A couple of years ago, there was a little unfortunate weather pattern that didn't go your way for the season and mess things up for a little while, but everything back on track, everything good? This year, not quite the same, was it all hype or what?
Well, Cayman's been spared this year. There's no doubt about it. We had a couple of near misses with Gustav and Ike. Other people, of course, as you know, weren't so fortunate, and I don't think anyone in the Caribbean doesn't sit there and watch the Weather Channel every morning for 3 or 4 months, any rate. And touch wood, wherever there's some wood around, we're just about at the end of it. But you know, there's always a little bit of dock, a little bit of damage here and there, but really there was nothing this year, so Cayman was very fortunate in that regard.
Excellent. And easy to get to on Cayman Airways or some of the other carriers to the islands, and spectacular, very easy, especially shore diving is spectacular there in Grand Cayman. But the fact that it's so easily accessible from either shore or a short boat ride is really what makes Grand Cayman and the other two smaller islands so accessible and favorable for diving, right?
Well, I'd say so. I mean, wall diving, which, you know, is just sheer spectacular, so close to shore, as you said. We have no rivers, no mountains, which is, you know, good and bad, but we have no runoff, so the visibility is just, you know, 100 foot is a bad day. It's warm, and it's year-round diving. So it's English-speaking. It's a very safe environment. And as you said, you know, we've got a lot of nonstop service coming in from different airlines, from Houston and certainly all over the Florida area. And from Charlotte and Newark. And Cayman Airways just announced two new flights just this past week, a nonstop service out of D.C. and nonstop service from Chicago.
Oh, nice.
That'll help to, you know, provide a few more options for both the Midwest and the Northeast. And those start up in mid-December sometime, so we're excited. I think we all want more airlift.
Well, there you go, mid-December. Maybe we do Christmas in the Caymans or something. Actually, it was around that time when we went there a few years ago. I think it was around just before Christmas time.
It was. You had your Christmas party in Cayman.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it was.
We were diving in Santa hats underwater.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good time for sure. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to go for sure, and very easy to get to as well. Now Dive Tech, I mean, I talked about how easy the diving is there. You guys actually do some more technical stuff, and I know you do some rebreather weeks and things like that at your operation there on Cayman. So that's in full effect for 2009 or what?
Absolutely. Our special event weeks, we keep on hosting them. We think they're kind of fun. It gets a lot of the industry partners together, and our customers, our staff, everyone gets to meet some of the who's who. So we've got all of those. Actually, they've grown to that extent. We have a photo week, a tech week, a rebreather week. We've got 2 weeks of Kids Sea Camp. We've got a week with Rogest, Art Down Under, we call it, and we paint and we dive and we drink wine and eat cheese, and it's a great week and he's such a hoot to be with.
He is a hoot. That's a good way to describe it for sure when it comes to that character.
Yeah. And there's always, of course, an environmental cause behind it.
You know, absolutely.
Doing some good with it. So that's going to be fun, and we're looking forward to it. So, yeah, everything's on track. You know, and we hope for a good year. And we're also really, really excited because a 5-year project is coming to conclusion next year.
Is that the wreck you were telling me about?
This is the ex-USS Kittiwake, and it's coming down, well, the date's a little fluid, but around the end of June. We'll be having a big sinking party, and then, of course, we'll be doing a lot of diving on her.
Now, where is that wreck going to be placed, off of Grand Cayman or what?
It's off Grand Cayman, up on the kind of the northwest tip, the northern end of 7 Mile Beach. So it's the lee side. She'll be in 65, 70 feet of water.
How big?
251 foot.
Ooh, nice one.
Yeah, not like your anti-aircraft carriers, but really suitable for Cayman, good size. You know, 5 decks on her, and like recompression chamber on board, a diving bell.
How deep?
Just around 70 feet.
Okay,
at
good.
The bottom. So, you know, even, you know, your brand new open water divers will be able to have fun and see her. So it's going to be a very cool ship.
Sounds good. Well, there you go. Grand Cayman, one of the many places you can visit as a diver around the world, but definitely very high up on most divers' lists. More coming up from Vegas.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton Cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Only at the Dima Show can you go from the Cayman Islands to the Bahamas in less than 5 minutes. But you can do that here at the Dima Show in Las Vegas because they're literally just an aisle away. I'm with Richard Trico, our friend from the Ministry of Tourism of the Bahamas. How you doing, Richard?
How you doing, Greg? I'm doing good today.
Good. Are you? Is it because I just wheeled our Scuba Radio Mermaid over to your booth or what?
Yes. I like the kind of fish that you bring around.
Yeah, well, thank you, sir. I do what I can. So, all the folks from the Bahamas, different operations, liveaboards, destinations, hotels, all exhibiting here in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, we have a big contingent here exhibiting at JAMA. The show has been pretty good. We're all out here trying to attract some business. As you know, the economy has been bad, and everybody at the show has been hurting, so everybody's out here to drum up some business, and it's been a pretty good show, very good show.
Yeah, I think the overall vibe we have gotten from everybody exhibiting at the show is that, you know, expectations were pretty low. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, all the news, all the economy stuff has all been bad. This is not going to be a good year for the Dima Show. And actually, I think everyone's been pleasantly surprised. What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, I think everybody's been surprised, especially on the turnout of people, dive industry people who came in. The show seemed to be a lot more exhibitors this year than any other year I've seen before. So it's, everybody's out here trying to work and drum up some business.
They're doing what they got to do to make things work. Absolutely. And, you know, when you're talking about diving, it is easy to be upbeat about it because we're talking about having fun here, whether it's diving with sharks in the Bahamas or, you know, heading down to Brendel to go play with a grouper that eats lobster in front of your face or something. It's fun stuff. And it's hard not to be good or happy and upbeat about that, don't you think?
Well, it's always good to like what you're doing. And a lot of our operators, and we have good... especially the Bahamas, you know, we have good visibility, fun. I mean, a lot of shallow reefs. We have everything to offer. So, I mean,
yes, indeed, it's better in the Bahamas, as they say. All right, that'll do it for this week. We're off to Australia. The next two shows you hear of Scuba Radio will be from Down Under. So don't miss it. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.